Today's guest is Rhiannon Payne. In this conversation, we talk about STO, ICO, blockchain crypto.
Welcome to Loco 30 and 30, a series highlighting women business owners from around the globe. Each day for the month of January, I sit down with a different woman to talk about the mission of her business and who she hopes to serve. Rhiannon, thank you so much for taking the time to be one of my special guests with this 30 and 30 Women's Entrepreneur Series. I really appreciate you showing up.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Journey. I was really excited to come on the show and talk a little bit about Seafoam Media, my company, and
Some
really exciting stuff we're doing next year.
So if you could just introduce yourself and tell me a bit about who you are.
Yeah. So my name's Rhiannon Payne, and I'm based in San Francisco. I'm the founder and CEO of Seafoam Media, which is a blockchain agency doing business with early stage companies globally.
Okay, so tell me about your business.
We launched late last year, working with clients in the AI and machine learning space. Our first client was a large agriculture technology company based in Dublin, Ireland, and we helped them get through their Series B fundraise by bringing on a team to manually curate and annotate their data sets. So that was our first project at Seafoam. And since the beginning of this year, we've been working exclusively with clients in the blockchain space, which is, for anyone not familiar, distributed technology based around tokens and cryptocurrency for the most part.
I'm glad you mentioned that because that was going to be my side question, like blockchains, crypto, STO. Now, I loosely understand what blockchain tech is, but could you just dive into that just ever so slightly?
Yeah, absolutely. So blockchain, essentially, what most of our clients are building is platforms, creating a trustless system between various parties. This is specifically quite viable for supply chain type companies, where there's multiple parties involved and, you know, many different companies working within the same ecosystem. So whereas in the current landscape, companies may not want to share all of the details of the supply chain with the other companies involved, blockchain creates a system with complete transparency. You know, what something costs, who's doing what the details of each contract might be, as well as creating an immutable ledger where each step of the supply chain is tracked. And that can have a lot of useful applications specifically for compliance, right? So if you think about, for instance, the cannabis industry in California, and we're actually working internally on a cannabis project now. There's so many new regulations and so many compliance factors that need to be taken account of and reported to that regulatory body. So blockchain is an amazing use case for that specifically, if all the details of that are tracked and can easily be presented on an immutable ledger. That's just an example of one use case that I believe is very viable right now and easy to implement.
Okay, sounds great. It's still foreign to me, but sounds great. I trust you.
Yeah, it's a very new industry. There's a lot going on and a lot of very blue sky ideas. We work with companies, as I mentioned, very early stage. So while they're still pitching to investors and trying to get some private funding, so a lot of blue sky ideas that, you know, have very long roadmaps extending into the next decade for the products they want to build. But there's a lot of blockchain use cases that are quite practical right now. And I think that's one of them.
And what would you say is at the core mission for Seafoam?
So I would say it's helping companies with really outstanding teams and outstanding ideas and products, helping them get seen by the right investors, helping them secure that initial investment through helping them define and refine their overall vision, flesh out what their technology architecture looks like, what their token economies look like, creating their materials like white papers and pitch decks and landing pages in conjunction with our legal partners, helping them get through that first private raise and actually make a viable product. So we have an amazing technology team as well, led by my business partner, Justin Bowen, and his design and engineering team. So we're also working with companies once they have secured investment to build out their blockchain platforms, their mobile and web apps, their tokens, and a lot of other cool stuff on the AI and machine learning side as well.
Well, who would you say that Seafoam is designed to serve specifically?
So I guess the easiest way to define that would be through an example. So one of our largest clients right now is a group out of Chicago. We've been working with them since the beginning of this year, and these guys own a rare coin and art and antiquities business that's been in their family since the 60s, so three generations on. They have an existing business, which is something we look for in all of our new clients. And they want to create a tokenized ecosystem and marketplace for their existing community to more easily buy, sell, and trade rare coins and art. So, this is a great example of what Seafoam would be looking for because, again, they have an existing business, they have an amazing idea, and they already have an audience ready to adopt the technology that we're building for them. So one of the biggest problems in blockchain and crypto to date is actually getting adoption of these products. And I think that is because a lot of them are very blue sky and there is a knowledge barrier there and a learning curve. But what we're creating is very practical and something that it'll be easy for people in their existing circles to adopt right away. And there's some great incentives wrapped into that for people to start using their tokens and marketplace rather than, working with traditional vendors.
And can we just touch upon the, I don't know how you're defining it or what you're calling it, the remote distribution, is it?
Yeah, so one of the biggest tenets of blockchain is the idea of distributed systems. So one thing that I'm very passionate about, I have a remote team at Seafoam of 20 people globally across San Francisco, New York, London, and Asia, Bali, Nepal, the Philippines. So, we're all working on different time zones and creating, seamless processes across those time zones and across these disparate teams has been huge for us as we've continued to grow, as well as finding the right people to work with, onboarding new people, training, and everything wrapped into that, right? So one thing that I've been doing recently is giving talks. I recently did a Peer and Women in Tech conference in Amsterdam, which was at the end of last month, touching on the new distributed workforce. What is that? What does that look like? What is the workforce and business going to look like in the 2020s, which is, only a year away now. So very forward thinking. What opportunities can remote work and starting a remote business specifically offer to women? Obviously, there's always been a gap for women in tech when it comes to being able to start and grow a successful business, just because, look at the numbers for VC funding, right? So of all technology startups, women-led companies are only getting 2% of overall VC funding. And that's a huge reason why these companies have struggled to get ahead. So when you think about remote work, you're looking at significantly less overhead when starting a business. You don't need office space. You don't need to pay people salaries in some of the most expensive cities in the world. So it gives people the opportunity to start a side business and grow it while they're still making a full-time salary and transition that to a full-time profitable venture once they gain momentum. And that's something that I personally did when I started my first company in 2012. And something that I think is very viable for the next decade. Another thing to think about is being able to use to leverage these communities that women are a part of? I met you obviously through the Female Digital Nomads community.
Right. Yes.
An amazing resource for me, an amazing source of inspiration. And I've actually brought on 5 of our team members, people who I've met through that community. So being able to tap into these resources, find other very talented women to work with, I'm very proud that over half of our team is women and most of our leadership is women. So that's something that's very important for me and something that I want to keep talking about leading initiatives in that in the new year. I'm actually working right now creating materials based on the lecture that I've been giving free to anyone who, you know, is looking to get into remote work and wants to start a remote business, basically. How to get started, how to find remote work, how to start your business, how to transition from freelancing to starting an agency or find partners to build a product, which are all things that I've done in the past. How to build that team, how to lead and grow across different time zones, and the right tools to use, and how to make that a success or how to accept failure and learn from it, which is extremely important as well. So that's something that I'm going to be releasing early next year. And we're also looking at building a blockchain-based product for women startup owners who scale up and down like we do, and who work primarily with contractors. So creating a blockchain-based ecosystem for women-led companies to engage with one another and share resources back and forth in a transparent way, which I think will have a lot of benefits both for business owners and for the contractors they work with.
I love it. I was actually going to compliment you on the composition of your team after going to your website. I was like, yes, love these women. I love this.
Yeah, it's been so important for me, and they're all just incredible to work with. So very excited to continue to grow with them next year.
Let our listeners know where they can find you, your virtual homes, any social media, your website, etc.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can find our website on seafoam.media, which links to all of our social. I would recommend, if you are interested in blockchain tech, ICO fundraising or STO fundraising, which are security token offerings, which is, you know, where we see the industry going next year. We have a lot of great information that our team has written on our Medium blog. So that's linked on our website, and, you know, a lot of good entry-level information. What is an STO? How is it different from ICOs? How is crypto and blockchain impacting countries and communities globally? So I think that's all very accessible for someone who's new and still learning. So I would definitely recommend checking that out.
Fantastic. So I really appreciate you coming on today, and it's been a pleasure. So keep doing what you do, because we need you. We need you.
I really appreciate that, Journey. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, I hope you found this interview helpful. And if there's anything that you missed that you'd like details for, please check the show notes at loco.co with the corresponding show number. Also, be sure to subscribe to the podcast using your favorite podcast player to hear who, what, where next. Thanks for listening. We'll see you around.